come true. Oh yes I do. I'd never be regretted until that day will fly away. I just love that smiling face in the early sun. If I can't have you to myself, then life's no fun.
I'd rather be with you, yeah.
I want to hold your hand, oh, if I can, just be a man. I want to be your friend, not now and then, but until the end. I just love the way you like, and that's a fact. I want to be your number one, so get to that.
Good morning. How's everybody doing today? Y'all are on with your host, Big Bap. So, as y'all know, my life has completely changed. We move in a different direction. So tonight, I thought I'd do something a little different. We are not doing a whole two-hour show tonight. We're not going to give y'all all of that because we've been feeding y'all with so much content all at one time. Now it's time for us to slow it down just a little bit, pull back just a little bit. And now we got to start giving y'all the content in a better format. So we're working on some different things. We're going to have some different segments. We're going to have some different shows. So I just want to let y'all know that be on the lookout because Big Bap and Friends, we're getting ready to do some crazy things. We're getting ready to change it up because life is changing and things are ever different. Matter of fact, I can tell you right now, we got our girl Peaches with the X on, and I can tell you right now, she is going through some changes, baby. So let me go ahead and bring up my girl. Y'all know one half of the Gemini Twins, Peaches with the X in the building. What it do, shawty?
Hey, how everybody doing?
Oh, see, here you come back with that bullshit-ass, tired-ass energy voice again. See, we done talked about this.
I'm here.
No, you tired. Because I done seen your week, bitch. I seen what you been doing. No, fuck that. You ain't gonna get on my show and act like you're old, dusty and crusty. Fuck you, your mama.
I'm not old, dusty and crusty. I say, hey everybody.
Listen, that voice so shot to hell.
I know.
Listen. First of all, let's go ahead and get into a couple of things. So, I'm seeing that people need to be understanding and they need to be aware that when they get ready to start sending their kids back to school, whether it be from elementary to college, there are some big changes that they're going to undergo. I know you're going through this firsthand, so give us some of the things that people can look for as they get ready to start putting their kids back to college, high school, middle school, elementary school. What are some things they can look for?
I will say this. This has been the toughest year getting my kids out to college. Some of the dorms are, I guess they're practicing social distancing. So if your child got on the dorm, kudos to you. But if not, you got to find an apartment. And I had to find two kids an apartment within 2 weeks. So I had a pretty rough 2 weeks. Now with the little kids, them going virtually, I think that's the way to go. The thing is you got to get a laptop or, you know, the school's providing it, but they're not thinking about they're not giving people slotted time. Like, I think I've seen somebody post on Facebook that they've been in line for two hours. If you're in line 2 hours, I'm pretty sure you're not social distancing. So everything just sounds a little retarded.
So what you're saying is, if you don't actually take the time to get yourself ahead of the game technology-wise and looking at this from,
I'm saying everybody can have a pass this year because COVID is throwing everybody off. Like, I can't even, I was going to call myself a sorry mother until I was like, you know what, Keisha, can't even get out.
And this is why I'm asking you these questions, because a lot of people just act like, oh, we getting ready to get back out here, and this is business as usual. And I know for you, like myself, being prior military, you know, the first thing that we're taught is adapt and overcome. We have to have a plan. We have to have a backup plan. And then we have to have a plan just in case everything goes, what did they say, FUBAR?
Beyond all recognition.
Like when they get to that point, the only thing most people have prepared for is they hold on by the seat of their pants and they start praying. The military, we're a little different. They give us a level that go a little bit beyond that. And I know as a mom, you know, everybody's looking at you like, oh, girl, well, you know, whatever, whatever. Because here's the thing. There's haters out there. Like, I need y'all to understand. My girl went and got her body snatched. You know what I'm saying? My girl been doing what she been doing as far as dealing with her relationship and everything like that. But what people didn't understand is people have to realize is, bitch, we still have to get up and worry about tomorrow.
Amen.
Like, y'all look at my dog Peaches, and y'all like, oh, she out here, she stunting, she doing that. But listen to what this girl just said. Most of y'all sorry motherfuckers can't go get one apartment. This bitch just said she went and got two in 2 weeks. Do you know what that sounds like? Listen, but you gotta understand, bitch. Hold on, bitch. You need to get your ass up, go in your closet, get on your sexy high heels, stretch your fat ass across your room, and say, "Ah, bitch, I did that because you did it."
I sure did.
Like, no. Before you go past that, bitch, strut for a second. Do that strut in your motherfucking mind if you're too tired to get up. And here's why. Listen to what you said. You had to. Those are your babies. Those are your seedlings. I'm so tired of people saying, oh, we don't got. You don't got because you ain't getting up going to go see about. Like, I'm sorry. Mamas don't. Listen, here's what people don't understand. I'm a father, right? And people be like, why you go so hard for the women? I'm a father. If a woman start acting a jackass to a man, and this is what people don't understand. I've been through this. I am literally 6 months away from being completely paid off of all my child support for my first two oldest kids. But I also need you to realize my oldest two kids turn 18. My second turns 18 in 6 months. Notice the difference. I didn't say I was trying to catch up. I said I'll be paid off 6 months when he turned 18. People don't understand what that means. Legally, I'll be done. But as a father, when he steps out of that house, that mother still has to prepare those roles, whether the father's there or not. Because most times, I'm not saying all times, but most times, the kids take to the mother. Because I'm sitting here telling you, I watch my daughter all fucking day long. And when I tell you this bitch act like, and I'm not saying bitch because I don't like her, but this little bitch act like I don't exist when her mama come in the room. And so I'm not taking anything away from anybody, but bitch, strut. Because with everything that you got going on in your life, COVID-19 and all of that, bitch, you wouldn't have got two apartments. Do you know I just had a girl post on social media said, listen, I can't find an apartment because people won't get evicted. Teacher, you hear me? Listen, you did the thing, baby. And I'm proud of you. Oh, shit, did I click myself out the show again? Yes, I did. But I just, I can't even broadcast live outside because we got the flyout boys. But listen, y'all, I need y'all to understand. The things that we're talking about here are important to what we're trying to accomplish. It's not a if we can accomplish anything. Studio doing what it wants to do, but it's not a wait if we can accomplish these things. It's a we have to accomplish these things, guys. Like it's.
I've been here the whole time talking.
Oh, okay. I have no idea. It did what it wanted to do. The studio took over itself. Like, literally, you don't understand the whole, like, I had no control of the studio. I was like, am I
bummed? I'm like, I know he not.
Listen, the studio, do what it do. But here's the thing, though. I'm proud of you. And the thing is, and this is one of the thing that I'm going to do for Big Bapper Friends every Wednesday. Let's do this. Let's create a new trend. I want you to, let's create a trend. And this goes for our followers. This goes for our listeners. After we're going to start it every Thursday morning. So, let's do it tonight. Let's not wait. Let's do it tonight. Let's do it live. Let's see who's listening to us. Okay. I want to create a trend.
Okay.
And every Wednesday night when we go live on this show, I want you to share something or someone you're thankful for in your life. It doesn't have to be, I want to blow up, Cardi B, because she did the latest da da da. No, let's honor the people in our community. Let's start honoring the people who mean something. So go on your page right now, Facebook, Instagram, IG, Twitter, whatever, at DJ's Roundtable 19. That's our handle all the way across. We'll get it up there. But tag us on it because we want to see it. But go tell somebody I'm thankful for you being in my life, because there's a lot of mentors. Keisha, you got mentors out there?
I sure do.
Yeah, plug one of your mentors. Fuck that. We're gonna plug a mentor right now. Give me one of your day one mentors who just put it in you. Not your mama, not your daddy, not your boyfriend, not your husband, not your late night creep thing, but somebody that, male or female, don't matter. They've been there in your life just giving you words of wisdom, advice, and just showing you how to be better each day. Give us one, baby.
The Courtney Tim.
Talk to me about them, because you can't just drop the name like that. Give me some
information. It's never when people say platonic, like friends, especially of the opposite sex, people don't think that's existent, but it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even when I was married and I had issues, it was always an impartial mentorship. Even when he was going through stuff himself, it was impartial. You know what I'm saying? And down to, like, every morning and down to my kids, like, hey, you know, he don't need no groceries. I got them. We got them. Just that is, like, awesome. And that's the top person I can think on the top of my head right now.
So you need to tag your dog in the show tonight. Like, hey, like, hey, dog, I had to give you a shout-out. Go listen to my show. Because here's why that's important. No, here's why. I'm going to show you why. Because we tell so little about what we do on Earth. Like, here's the thing. I've done so much. I'll be 40 in April, and I don't really tell my age too often. I'll be 40 in April. Do you know how often I've actually taken the time to actually say thank you for what I've done just for myself? So I said to myself, you know what, Donald? Let's not start being selfish. You're getting ready to be 40. Because, bitch, when I tell you, if I didn't learn anything this year, I'm going to tell you what I learned in Leo season this year. You know what I learned in Leo season this year?
We listening.
Leos don't give a fuck about what you think when Leo season show up. So guess what I want everybody to understand? I am in full Leo season for about the next 5 years. Like, and I'm stuck. Because here's the thing. Keisha, as much as we, as little bit of stuff as we put on social media about ourselves, we always talk about everybody else and what they're doing and how thankful we are for them, ain't we?
Right.
But, bitch, let me tell you something. You finna strut on this motherfucker. Y'all don't understand. I call her the Gemini twin for a reason, because y'all don't understand what she gives when she gives out her heart. Like, and that's why I'm being slow, because everybody's all hyped up. You know, we got the new VP selection and everybody's all hype. And don't get me wrong, I'm all hyped for it, because don't get me wrong, to have a half black, half Asian, I don't care what you call her on the ticket. The fact that there's a woman who actually has the resume to go up against any man on the stage, I'm excited about that. But somebody asked me, they goes, well, I feel some type of way about this in her past, and I feel some type of way about that in her past. I said, well, shit, I'm a business owner. I felt some type of way about Donald Trump's past. Y'all gave him a pass.
Facts.
Like, that's my only response to him. Well, what about Biden? What about Trump? Like, everybody, oh, this is the lesser of two evils. Bro, at this point, I don't give a fuck. I just need something that I can at least, I want to hear what she got to say. Y'all won't even understand this nigga. Y'all get mad at us when we talk about mumble rap. Y'all don't understand the president.
That's facts.
Like, it's sad when the TikTok meme, the TikTok videos of this man is so hilarious. I would be mad at TikTok too. I would want to shut them down too. Bitch, I was sitting in a public room, and somebody shared a TikTok video of the president, and bitch, when I tell you, I almost spit out all my soda.
What did they say?
It was just a TikTok meme, and all they did was a dude literally just took one of his press conferences and just sped it up with a dude just basically mumbling a bunch of nothing. And when I tell you, the lady that was watching it, like, I had her same reaction, because I literally spit as soon as I seen it. Like, you can hold nothing back. Because it was funny, because at the end of the day, that's really how he sounds. Like, they started it off with, like, maybe a 3-second, not even a 3-second, like a 3-millisecond clip of him talking, and then just fast-forwarded that shit up and then had all his gestures and movements with it. It was retarded.
Oh, hell.
I'm happy. Like, they gave it justice, too, because they showed him walking all the way up to the podium and everything. I mean, it was so presidential looking until that nigga started talking. And I'm not mad, because here's the thing. If we're going to press anybody, and this is what I had to explain to somebody, if we're going to press anybody about what should be done in our legal and judicial system, she's the perfect candidate. Because how do you ask somebody to fix something who's never worked in the system?
Well, I know a lot of black people are upset, because I know a lot of black men, because I heard somebody say that word today. Well, she married to a white man. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay, what that mean? Y'all respect Kanye West?
Man, let me tell you something. It's so many woke but unwoke motherfuckers walking around here.
I'm just saying. I'm saying all the people that all the celebrities that y'all love, they got Charles Barkley. He got a white wife or something. She ain't black. Dave Chappelle. I'm not mad at Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle. I'm not mad at Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle, one of the most woke people around.
And he's like Orion.
I'm not judging somebody. Listen, here's the thing. Because people got mad at me when I said this. So let me help you out. If you can, I'm not mad about the LGBT LMOP community, because the things that they have that don't subscribe to me, that's not for me.
Right.
But who am
I going
to
get
so
mad? How are we going to get mad at some stuff and shit that we don't understand?
But why am I about to judge somebody for who they decided to have sex with? This is who they decide to bring kids with. This is their legacy. This is what they leave behind. Who am I to judge? I don't give a damn. Because guess what? Tiger Woods said he was Kablation, but when he got in that sex scandal, who did he run to?
Fact.
Michael Jackson was walking around this bitch being all white, but when he went to court, who did he go to?
Everybody black.
I'm just saying. Like, I'm not having the argument no more. Like, everybody's like, oh, you got to argue about race. You got to argue. No, it's either right or it's wrong. There's no more in between for me. Because, like, I'll give you a perfect example right now. We got the song WAP out right now. And there are dudes losing their shit about this song, right? White, black, all indifferent. Oh, my God, this song, this, and this song, that. Bitch, do you not remember 2 Live Crew went before Congress about this very issue? Hold on. Yeah. Let me paint you a better picture. David Banner said in front of Congress, you can go look it up, go to YouTube. David Banner said in front of Congress when they asked him about the lyrics of his music, he said, if you gave me something better to see, my music would be different.
Damn.
See, people want to act like they revolutionaries, but like I tell them, when you start talking to me, baby, I'm armed with ammunition. We can talk all day. I'm a walking Rolodex of hip-hop history. Everybody's like, oh, Eminem, one of the greatest top 10 dead or alive. I said, bitch, stop lying to me. His music didn't age well. Not all of us pop pills.
True.
And so people, Matt, Snoop right now just literally told Big Pharma, bro, you can't. Listen, they got to come after this man. But first of all, this nigga, first mixtape, first album, Dr. Dre, 90, 92, 94, whenever that came out, was called The Chronic. Nigga, this nigga whole image is weak. How the hell Big Pharma gonna say he undercut them? Nigga, did y'all not know who the fuck y'all signed? This nigga's on he's on TV with Martha Stewart making weed food. Get the fuck out of here. This nigga showed Future how to do the game. Y'all come on, man. Y'all playing with your boy. But this is why I said we gotta get real. And that's why I said I'm not taking this stance lightly no more. I refuse to take my stance and my platform and what I'm able to give the masses lightly anymore. Y'all don't even understand. I've been getting to money so bad all day, bitch. I'm standing outside of a look. The same. Let me tell you where I'm standing in front of. So just so I can plug it, I am standing in front of 3190 North Lake Congress Corner, in front of the very T-Mobile that sponsored us when we first got started, next door to Panera Bread. Because at the end of the day, what I care about with this show, I can do it from anywhere. I don't need a studio to do this show. Because we got to educate our people now, man. Like it's past the point of being, listen, we don't even understand what solvent means. Do you understand that? I have been harping on this word for 1 week, solvent, S-O-L-V-E-N. It means financial assets above liabilities. You have to be in a solvent place to be a business.
Never heard of it.
So let me give you a background story to why I picked this word. Because a girl came up to me yesterday and she said to me, she said, "You say you're a boss, right?" I said, "Yeah. Got multiple businesses." She says, "But you're riding a bike." I said, "I'm not understanding the problem." She goes, "How can you be a boss riding a bike?" I said, "I'm on my way to money."
She probably, I don't know, people value it. I don't know.
I had to look at it. I said, "Sweetie, I'm on my way to money." I said, When I get up every single day of my life, my name is Donald Baptiste INC. There is a certain dollar amount I expect to make just for opening my eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, they was like, "What?" I said, "I don't got to make as much as you as long as my financials are covered, my bases are met, my goals are taken care of, and my advancements are already in the mail. Baby, it don't matter what it look like to you. Stop worrying about my blessings."
Mm-hmm.
This is why when everybody say, "Oh, you act like you don't care." No, I don't.
<Mm-mm>.
like people don't understand. I don't. Because you counting my days and my numbers, but you don't even listen, you don't even see everything that we worth or what we do. That's why I love when you stunt on Facebook. You're a better stunner than I am.
No, I don't even be trying to stunt.
No, but you better than me because I don't like taking pictures of myself. I'm kind of vain. I'm sexy. I don't like dudes, old ladies looking at me too much. Cause niggas are sensitive. Like, let's talk about it now. You got a song out right now called WAP. Can you hear me? Did I lose you, Keisha? Did I lose you? Okay, I think we lost Keisha. She'll be back. But listen, let me say why I'm going to say this statement, and then we're going to do a quick song, and then we're going to get up out of here for the night because we're not going to keep y'all loaded all night. Matter of fact, we're going to take it out with the same song we came in with. But dudes, calm down. Let's not be sensitive. And here's why I want to talk about let's not be sensitive. Are women who are okay with expressing their body? There are women who are sexual women. That's their choice. That is their right. That is their... Listen, if you are mad at Cardi B, I don't know what to tell you. If you are mad at Meg Thee Stallion, I don't know what to tell you. But I'm sorry. Let me give y'all one thing that y'all cannot be upset about. Welcome back, Peaches.
Hey.
Listen, because I want you to be on this when I say this. I need people to understand they can no longer be mad at Meg Thee Stallion or Cardi B at all for this song. There's not a man in America who can say this. And here's why. I am a fan of hip hop. I am a fan of alternative. I am a fan of country. I am a fan of bluegrass. I am a fan of blues. I am a fan of jazz. I am a fan of funk. I am a fan of P-funk. There is just about not a brand of music that I'm not a fan of. And what people don't understand, art has always been sexually explicit. Bitch, if y'all don't believe me, go back and go read your history lesson on William Shakespeare. Peaches.
Yep.
We went to the same high school, right?
Right.
We read from the same English textbooks, right?
Same textbook.
And when we went to school, our teachers, white women, gave us a history lesson about who William Shakespeare was, right?
Yep.
And they described him as a very sexual, overt, and honorary type of character during his day, right? I don't know if you're still with me or not, or if you left. But that's what they actually said. Okay, so this is what they taught
us.
And so I don't take people's words at whatever. So I went to go read, and I went to go understand who that man really was. William Shakespeare's fame came towards the end of his life, but William Shakespeare is one of several writers who penned the King James Version of the Bible, to the point that he actually wrote his name in the book, and white people know this to be fact. So what I'm not going to argue with, what I'm not going to go back and forth with, is that because these ladies have decided to shake and do whatever, hell, half the music, half the imagery, half the song and that stuff came from the 90s. Am I wrong? Like, that was literally a tribute. That literally was just a tribute song to the 90s, if you ask me. I'm not going to get too personal with it because I didn't write it. I didn't produce it. I wasn't there. But to me, there's some whole... I know that. Listen, I know that anthem when that come on. I was in the club. You ain't finna tell me Shit, when that song came out, them legs got the shaking in the club. Oh, baby. You know it was finna be a good night.
You know it.
So what I'm not finna do now is act like because now we got some degrees behind our names that we done when it got to some of these prestigious companies that we done, now that we want to act like we don't know who we are no more because we get into the money. We done got fake, and I'm sorry. I can't. I refuse to act like somebody I haven't been because I was a rebel.
Me too.
Donald Baptiste was known for, man, listen, if he could just only get his act together. What? Hold on, man. How you going to tell me my act ain't together? They some fools. But okay.
Yeah. You preach it to the choir.
And every day I would go sit in Mr. Thurl's office and I'd say, Mr. Thurl, but I ain't even started. Ask them the story. Well, we still got to suspend you just because. Wait, I get suspended just because? Well, you were a part of the situation, sir. But again, I didn't even do anything. They just told you I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Black folks have always been guilty of association. So now I'm associating with all the people they told me was bad. Y'all fun. I like y'all.
I mean, but it happens like that. You telling the truth.
But what we're not going to do, I am not going to judge these young people for trying to express themselves because that's what we fought for.
And we
That's all we ever fought for. We fought for expression. Two Live Crew, Luke, they sat in front of Congress. David Banner sat in front of Congress. Because people are like, oh, well, look, we have other meaningful music. Man, they do too. Lil Baby put out a whole song for the culture as soon as the William Ford situation happened. I bang that every day.
Mm-hmm.
So don't tell me they ain't putting out nothing for the culture because, hey, that song Baby put out fire. It's a banger. Like, I ain't gonna lie. It get me hype. I'm like, about to go get to this money. As soon as I hear it, I'm like, yep, I'm out here. Because he ain't talking about hiding. He talking about still going to go get it. But we got to understand what's going on. Be culturally sensitive to what you're going to see when you go out here. Because it don't look like what's inside your four walls. That's all we telling everybody. But that's the reality. Man, Peaches, I ain't going to talk to these clowns all night, man. I got stuff to do. Baby, I want to say thank you for tuning in to the Big Bap and Friends show. Give them a word, baby. Give them a word before we get them out of here. Because I ain't going to preach to them all night. They're going to have to come back and get some more. So give them a word before we get out of here, man. Tell the people something positive.
Man, if you knew better, you do better.
Ooh. Okay, who gave that to you? Because that ain't yours. That's your grandma. That's your great-grandma. That ain't you. Who gave that to you?
That is something I always, I don't know where I got it from.
Uh-huh. That's the old wisdom, though. You done known that for a long time, though.
Yep.
Because that's my grandma right there. That's from in North Carolina. I can tell you who gave me that right now. Her name is Flossie. Anybody who know her, I ain't even going to give you her whole name. Her name is Flossie. If you're from Fayetteville, North Carolina, and you grew up on Haymount Hill, you know exactly who that is. That came from Flossie. And what she used to always tell me when we sit on the back porch and scan fish, you know, catfish, you got to get the pliers and pull the skin off of it. You know, shuck corn, do lima beans. That lady used to always say, baby, if you knew better, you'd do better. And I'm like, grandma, what? Now, mind you, this ain't even my blood grandma now. This is my cousin grandma. And I just, grandma, what? Yeah, you'll figure it out one day, baby. You'll be okay. And I go on about my business. But we don't got time to tell our kids if they knew better, they'd do better because they're killing them young.
Yeah.
Let me give y'all a word of advice before we end this show. Hold on. I gotta do a shout out real quick. I need y'all to go to ashemporium.com. I do not have the script in front of me, but I shared it on my page earlier. That is our title sponsor for all of our shows. My girl Yvonne She is welcomed on the show. She comes often, but she is our first Black-owned business to do a sponsor advertising package for Big Bap and Friends and Roundtable Family Incorporated. She was one of our first Black-owned businesses to reach out. So all this month, we're going to give her a personal shout-out. She's going to be featured later on the DJ's Roundtable platforms of social media. So definitely go to Ash Emporium, go support her. She has all types of wonderful fragrances and all types of just wonderful, just good. So if you're in the Killeen, Texas area, you ain't even got to wait on the shipping. She is local, bro. She can hit you up. And I know that's a big military area, and we have a lot of military people who listen. So go get at my dog, man, Ash Emporium, right quick. But listen, y'all, let me say this before we get out of here. Black folks, understand we're changing. People always talk about the metamorphosis of different things that happen. Black folks, we're changing. We are teaching our children that there are businesses. They are becoming trust fund babies at birth now. So they're targets. The reason why they're targets is because they're worth something. We now have wealth rolling down into our generational line. See, this is what they feared. But when you know what you have coming, you can no longer act like you don't know what you have coming. Because trust me, they know what you have coming. The watchers watch, the lookers look, the talkers talk. So if you're going to be forceful about who you are, remember, some things you do have to take by force. So I ain't going to hit y'all too long. Man, I loved y'all. Thank y'all for the show. Peaches with the X. You know we back over on this thing on Friday night. Friday night we're going to do another quick show. We're going to turn up Friday night, though. We're going to do another quick show Friday night. We're going to turn up. We're going to have some closing out the week stuff. Tomorrow, guys, from 1:30 to 3 o'clock, we have the Dr. Feelgood show and the Conceited and Sexy show. So definitely check those out. The Dr. Feelgood show is going to be 30 minutes prior to the Miss Conceited, the Conceited and Sexy show. We got different things going on. Come Sunday, we have the Ask Tiffany show that are broadcast live, and we also have our Sunday Soulful show Sunday night. And then, of course, we'll be back around for the next week. So I love y'all guys. Be blessed. Peaches with the X, man. Thank you for coming through, baby.
Always.
Oh, you on punishment. You know the production manager texted me today. You know you're in trouble, right?
What'd I do?
She said she ain't got no bio or no headshot. I'm going to put it on the air. She
tell
said
it,
all y'all
what?
Niggas like.
You know what? Let me go butter her up. Bye.
Y'all got me in trouble. Y'all on punishment. Go see the production manager.